So as I said, I was asked to talk a little bit about aircraft structure. There are a lot of people that are contemplating a lot of changes to these airplanes. The fact that there have not been any structural failures of this type of aircraft is not a license to go willy-nilly and make structural modifications, hoping that whatever the unknown safety factor is, and we don't know exactly what the safety factor is, because none of these planes have ever been tested to destruction, that'll save your ass, because it won't. If you don't know what the safety factor is, you can't assume that it's something big enough to go changing things. The only known testing of a structural part on these types of aircrafts has been on a very easy canard. Now, granted, it failed at 14 Gs, but we're not building very easies, and that doesn't tell you anything about the wings or the fuselage or the main spar. No cozy structural testing has ever been done, or if it has been done, nobody's ever published it. So all I'm saying is keep that in mind and be careful. There are modifications that people can do that are safe, but you got to have some understanding of structures and in order to do them. So what's the purpose of all these things that you hear about when you're building these planes? You know, we're building the spars, we're building shear webs, we're building, putting in wing skins. What are these things? What do they do? The spars are the top and bottom thick strips of unidirectional fiberglass that you put in the canard and the wings and in the main spar. They carry the bending loads. So when there's lift pushing up on the wings, the spars are the things keeping the wings from doing this. The shear web is a web of fiberglass that's laid up at an angle underneath the spar caps, wraps around the front of the spar or the back of the spar, depending on which one we're talking about. It transfers the load from the top of the spar cap to the bottom of the spar cap. Those two things have to be able to talk to each other as they're getting loaded so that they can transfer the load from one to the other. That's what the shear webs do. The wing skins, either canard or skins, or actually the skins of the fuselage as well, they carry twisting loads. So as the wings get loaded and they want to either twist forward or back, the wing skins keep that from happening. It's like a tube. If you take a tube and you try and twist it, it doesn't want to twist. If you cut a slot all the way down the side of the tube and now you try and twist it, it's going to twist really easily. So it's real important that your two trailing edges actually touch each other in the back, that they're connected. But that's what the skins do. Fuselage, you've got the bulkheads. They stiffen the fuselage in sideways bending and in twisting. The sides of the fuselage do the same thing. They keep the aircraft from bending forward and back and pitching. They help to keep it from twisting side to side. You can get differential loading on the wings and on the canard where the canard's trying to push one way. When you're turning, you've got ailerons that are making the airplane turn one way. The elevators aren't doing that in the front, so you get a little bit of a twisting load as you get differential loading on the wings and the canard. The longerons help stiffen the plane. They also act as hard points for mounting. There's all sorts of things that get mounted to the airplane. You need hard points. You can't just bolt into foam. And there's a lot of reinforcements, metal, wood, fiberglass layers that are usually used as attach points for bolting things to that need point loads, your seat belts, your canard attach points. They transfer the loads between the major structures of the airplane. So some common modifications. There are some major modifications that people make. They remove the lower winglets. Now, this is extremely not recommended on a cozy. The plans and the pilot operating handbook make it mandatory to have. For safety margin reasons, it ensures that you have rear CG range and deep stall resistance on the plane. You can raise the canopy a little bit. On my plane, I raised it about an inch and a half just to give you a little bit more headroom. That is an approved modification. You can widen the canopy a little bit just to get a little bit more room on the shoulders. Depending on your body size and shape, you may find that your shoulders can be touching the inside of the canopy when it's closed. You can move those out a little bit to give yourself a little more space. There's a long easy type strake modification, which has become known as the cozy girl modification. If you take a look out there on the cozies, the strakes just go straight forward into the fuselage. On the long easies, they kick forward about 8 inches out and give you a little bit more room up in the sides of the fuselage. Again, that's a personal preference thing. smaller people may or may not need to have any room there. And I've known a number of larger people that say that it's fine the way it is. But that's another modification that's becoming more common. Some people have left the canard the original length. That is also not recommended. That made it mandatory to cut. If you had built an original length canard, it made it mandatory to cut 6 inches off of there. There are some possible safety issues with rear CG because with the longer canard, your CG range is moved forward. But there are some aircraft with the long canard flying and seem to be doing so safely. It might be useful to talk to those people and understand what they use for a CG range if you're contemplating that sort of thing, because as I said, it's not recommended to do that. Retractable main gear, also not recommended, but there are a couple flying. Chris has got retracts in his airplane that he's going to talk about later. And there are a couple flying with another vendor's retract system. And there are some engine alternatives, which are also not recommended, but again, there are a few flying. There are a few Subaru-powered cozies flying. There are a few Mazda rotary-powered cozies flying. And more are coming online all the time, so hopefully we'll get a bit more experience with them and down the road see if that turns into a viable alternative. Then there are a bunch of minor mods. Electric nose gear, electric landing brake, move the landing lights from a little flip-down door to the nose or out to the strakes or the wing tips. Hanging rudder pedals like the Velocity instead of having the pivot on the floor. Eliminate the fuselage access door, change the way the canopy latches, have a forward hinging canopy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's millions of minor modifications. And again, checking people's web pages is the easiest way to see the wide range of those. So what's the future of the Cozy? Well, as I said, amazingly enough, it's still going very strong. After all this time, plans are still selling at the rate of about 100 a year. There are new completions all the time. The builder community, the flying community, is very healthy and doing very well. There's a slow evolution of some derivatives that's beginning, as you'll see with Chris's presentation. It's a great plane. The Canard community as a whole and the Cozy community is just great. People are wonderful. Everybody's extremely helpful and pleasant. You go to cookouts, you go to barbecues, and everybody's just terrific. And you know, along with all that, you get an airplane that just has tremendous capabilities. So you got to think about whether, is this what you want? Is this the kind of aircraft that's going to give you the kind of flying that you want to do? So if there are any other questions, I'll take them now that people didn't ask while I was yakking. That's my email. There's the website. Just some suggested questions, but if anybody's got anything, I'll take a couple of questions and then we'll turn it over to Chris. Yes. The question is, where do we get an 0320 engine mount that'll work for a Cozy? And right now, the answer, I think, is just CG products. They're starting to produce engine mounts and take orders. Okay, that was just Robert Paplinski saying that he's got a 320H on his Mark IV and that it's a very easy modification to do for the engine mount. And I'm just repeating the questions and the answers because all this is being recorded, and what I'm going to hope to be able to do is find some poor sucker who's going to be willing to take the recording and transcribe it so that I can put it up on the website. Oh, I have a poor sucker volunteering. Excellent. Anything else? That's it? I did such a perfect job of explaining this plane that nobody's got any questions? That's hard to believe. Wow. Yeah, that's Jim Hahn saying that somebody got a great deal in the fly market and picked up a full set of Mark IV plans for $100 in the fly market, which is amazing. There's also what? Ah. And supposedly there is a Cozy 3 gear hoop that is for sale. That's in the fly market? Okay. So, let me introduce Chris Esselstein. He's going to talk about his second Cozy that he's built. He had a 3-place before, and he built a 4-place that's got a 12-inch stretch, an 0540, and Velocity-style retracts. And I'm going to turn it over to Chris now.